314-921-3001.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to our Maximize Living radio show where we teach you, we empower you to take control of your health. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you want to come off medications? Is your family's health not where you want it? This show is for you.
This show is going to transform the way you and your family look and manage your health. It is time to get the true health back into your life and get you back to living the way you're designed to live.
Tune in to the Maximize Living show Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 7 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
In 75 years, I'll be old enough to listen to KMOX.
Well, almost old enough. Almost old enough, lady.
She still has that cute little voice.
Yeah, the voice hasn't changed that much. That thing's like 15 years old.
Yeah, that still kind of sounds like her. Mm-hmm. That was my daughter, that recording at the age of, I don't know, six.
Yeah. That next Thursday? Or two?
Well, Tuesday or Wednesday. It's up to her. I don't know. I'll ask her. We're not here Thursday. We're off. I think it's sacrilegious to work on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. That's the birth of Jesus.
Yeah, it is.
And I think if we work, we're basically saying
very sacred.
We hate Jesus and that we're atheists or something. If we work that. That's just my feeling.
And I like the people that come out, and I just heard it the other day, that come out and say, well, Jesus was actually not born in December.
Oh,
he was,
I know,
born
all that.
In June,
okay,
or something.
So
I can't remember.
So what? Yeah. Those people.
Yeah. What do they know?
Yeah. What do they know? So here we are. Here we are, the 16th day of December. Another sleepy, dusty Delta day. No. There was like a gap there.
There was.
Now, why? Why was that? Edit it out.
Subconsciously, he did it.
Subconsciously, he doesn't want to play. Edit it out, and here's what they'll hear. Well, here we are on the 16th day of December. Another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty
It's so stupid.
So irritating. It's funny.
Oh.
Willard Scott, I think he just turned 90 years old. He's retiring from the Today Show. I have
what?
To tell you something. I like Willard Scott.
I do too.
What's not to like?
And was there a time he was off there and then they brought him back?
I think there was.
Because when what's his name? Al Roker first started on there, I think Willard went away for a while.
I think you're right.
Does he still do the Smuckers thing?
Yeah. And they had one of the Smuckers, Mr. Smuckers, the grandson, came on and said, happy birthday, Willard. And I got to tell you something. That, you talk about great marketing and advertising and consistent. That Smuckers 100-year-old birthday thing, it's a great thing. I know it's old school. And so is Willard Scott. But so what? I like him. And I hate to see him go away. Because it's just another part of the end of that era of TV and radio.
And they would just do him like once a week, right?
I think it was once a week. Yeah, yeah. Or he'd be wherever.
Yeah.
And they turn the Smucker's jar around and, Maddie Kilmore, she's 107 today, and she likes to eat corn on the cob. And they just do a little bio on him.
You could go on YouTube, too, and watch him as Ronald McDonald.
Really?
They have some of those old commercials up there.
Oh, yeah, he was the original Ronald McDonald.
I think everything that was ever on TV is on YouTube.
I know. Mm-hmm.
It's all there.
I mean, it only takes one person to save something
and then
upload it, and then,
My Aunt Gus, I just saw my cousin today. She was
in
here.
Good story.
She was in here, but we were talking about my Aunt Gus. She turns 110 in January.
That is,
Next month she's 100.
Yes.
What day next month?
I don't remember.
Can she talk?
Aunt Gus, yeah.
I mean, can we get her on the phone?
Yeah, probably.
And she can hear?
Yeah. Well, she's having a really tough time hearing now and have a tough time seeing, too.
I think apparently. Your hearing starts to go at about 110.
Yeah, yeah. I think
about 110. That's when it starts giving out.
What a crock.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one of the horrible things about turning 110. Ask anybody who's turned 110
and
they'll
tell you. Has she had the Smucker's thing done for her?
Yes, she did.
Every year?
No, I don't think every year.
I think it should, too.
Especially if you're like 107 or 108.
Mm-hmm. Top of the list.
I'll find out. I'll find out if she would be able to,
talk to us. I think that'd be great.
Yeah.
Just call her phone number. It's 2.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
Yes.
Yeah. Alexander Graham Bell's was 1. How did you get funny? When did that happen? When did this happen?
He's trying to take over the show.
Did Bill Clevelin write that for you?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. This is Eon the Peon. Tomorrow, he will be the father of a 1-year-old. Little Archie Geis's birthday.
Oh, goodness.
A year.
Are you getting him his own little cake, and then he's just going to go crazy with it?
I think so, yeah. We may do something Sunday, but we're just going out to eat tomorrow night, and I guess we'll take a little cake or something there.
So he's a year old tomorrow, and I'm sure Angela told you, because my wife told me, and I'm sure it's still the same, that you'll be able to have sex, you two, in another year.
It's yes.
2 years you're going to wait.
Happy birthday to me in another year.
Another year.
Well, and then by the time Archie turns 2 years old, then the excuse is, no, he can understand now a little
he'll
bit.
Hear
he'll
now
hear
he's
us.
Walking out throughout the house.
Archie's not asleep. We can't do anything. He's not asleep.
Yeah.
And now here's Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Some people in their...
Say a man is made out of mud.
What is that?
Poor man's made out of muscle and blood, skin and bones, mind that's weak, and a back that's strong. 16
times. I don't want to lump everybody in the two of is it two of yous? Is that a correct phrase?
You?
No, it doesn't sound right.
It's like
two
Josh
of you.
Gilbert.
Two of you.
Two of yous. The two of you.
Utes.
There's no
two
yous.
Of you in the room. Your age group. Probably.
Oh, I like this already.
Not
here we
not,
go.
You two specifically, but some of your other peers.
Bono.
maybe shouldn't internet. You know, they're not quite adept at knowing
right
how to share things, especially social media wise.
Correct.
Because there's a
I don't tweet and I don't have a Facebook page.
There's a high school teacher that's in trouble. He is the football coach of the Notre Dame Knights high school team in Sherman Oaks, California. And I guess he has control of their Instagram account. Mm. So he uploaded an aerial image of the school.
An image of an areola?
No.
Well, no wonder he's in trouble.
Well, don't get ahead of me. He uploaded an image of the... school and the football field, you know, from taken from either a drone or a helicopter or whatever. And he put that on their Instagram page. But he did it from his computer where he had other tabs open. You know about, I know you're a Mac user. That still has tabs, right?
Yes.
Safari, right?
Yes.
Isn't that the browser?
Yeah. Yes.
And one of the tabs had a... and you know, in the tabs that has a couple words saying what is in the
first
tab.
Few words of what the folder
and it,
is.
It had a pornography site he was on.
Mm-hmm.
So that went up on the high school Instagram page. So he's in a little bit of trouble.
The porn site,
tab. It was just the words. You don't see any dirty pictures because the picture was the field. But up at the top of the screen was one of the other tabs he had open was hardcore pornography. And another tab he had open was education teaching jobs. So he was on company time looking for another job.
He's in some trouble.
So some of those people should maybe not, unless you're adept at knowing how to screenshot things correctly or...
I saw the weirdest thing. It was a facelifted aircraft hovering over my head. It was Drone Rivers.
Oh,
I just made that up. Just now.
Oh, man.
That wasn't even written.
No, that was...
thank you. Thanks,
interesting.
Everybody. Thanks,
that was
everybody.
Good.
Thank you.
Next thing I have, yesterday on my way to work, I was noticed a panhandler on River de Pere.
And, that's a nice way to say, instead of beggar.
Holding a sign?
Hobo.
Yeah, I think that's the newest term for a panhandler. He had his, you know, homeless whatever sign. And then as I...
you know, there's a joke. There's an old joke that we can't tell anymore. I don't think we can. And it's, what's the difference between a homo and a hobo?
I don't know.
A hobo has no friends. A homo has friends up the butt.
No, I don't think he can tell that.
No, you cannot tell it. And that's why I don't tell it.
Tell it.
We should probably edit that out.
Yeah, edit that out.
So I didn't. I don't normally give to panhandlers.
That was for Michael, by the way.
Oh.
So I turned, and as I looked in my side view mirror, I could see him putting his sign, using his sign to block the wind to light a cigarette. So maybe not the best
way to spend money people give you.
Yes, because
and they call them that because they used to have a pan. They would hold a pan, and you put money in it. Panhandler. I guess that's it.
I don't know.
I've seen that though. I've seen those guys smoking.
Because I haven't smoked cigarettes in a couple years, but I know at the last I did, they were pushing $5-6 a pack. So
well, you can get the cheap ones now for $2 a pack sometimes, but
a pack a day, that's still $14 a week.
Yeah, but now some of those guys, they can go into different stores around downtown or different places and buy one cigarette
Lucy's,
at a time.
They call them.
Yeah, Lucy's.
Lucy's?
I love Lucy's.
Yeah.
Oh.
yeah.
Oh, Lucy's.
Blue cigarettes, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know if that helps your cause. When
no. You should not let people see you smoking.
No, and that led me to. I saw a story the other day. This guy in Iowa, there were a couple of younger guys. And that's the problem too. A lot of these panhandlers are younger guys, you know, and so you wonder what the deal is there, where the money is actually going. But he would see these two younger guys panhandling all the time at this Taco Bell. So he multiple times had offered them jobs, and they essentially turned them down, saying,
No, they don't want jobs.
So he stood next to them with a sign that's saying, I've offered these two guys jobs, and they turned refused. Me down. Don't give them any money.
Idea.
So I saw that picture the other day. So
here's the problem with those people that hold up the piece of cardboard. There's no way to know if they're just lazy or if they really have fallen on hard times. There's no way to know. And they say that usually... chances are they're not really they're just lazy. They don't want to work.
Most of them are
drug addicts,
alcoholics, and drug addicts.
Mm-hmm.
That's my understanding.
And they're trying to get money for
so they can buy their next stuff.
Yeah, for anything,
fix,
for
whatever.
Yeah, you can get heroin for $5 now.
Whatever cures them. So that's why I, pretty across the line, do not give any money to
them. I used to never do it, and now I do give them money.
Well, there was what was that story a few years back, Dan? They had the one scheme too is the I need gas in a parking lot.
Oh, yeah. They do it. Yeah.
I just need gas. I'm stuck out of town. This and that. And
that happened to me at it was around Christmas time in a parking lot at a restaurant, and somebody came up and said, we need some gas. My mom is sick, and we have to go to Jefferson City. We don't have enough gas right now. And I ended up giving them, I think, like $10 or something
like
that.
If you said, let's go over to the gas station.
They wouldn't have done that.
They wouldn't do it.
No.
And then you saw them, what, like a week later still doing it
in
town? So.
Yeah. And then
I think for the most part, those people are also either
the gas
addicts.
Thing is usually not legit.
But that was all I had.
Or the sick mother or father or whatever it is.
Anything to stand for the perks?
I do. If Peon could pull something up on YouTube.
Okay.
It is Effingham Roberts. That's what you'd pull up.
I know where this is at.
Effingham Roberts, and it's a song. Effingham.
Look at the phones are lit up. We must have done something wrong.
I
think it's because of the hobo
joke. Spelled Effingham like the city, and Roberts, and I don't see anything that...
Effingham Roberts?
We probably should have done this
before.
This
is a good bit, Dan.
Yeah, we probably should
have. This is working out really well.
Okay.
We'll try to find it off the air.
Yeah, we'll find it. Effingham Roberts, and then... but it's really, really... It's a song. I guess the guy's in Effingham singing it, Effingham, Illinois. And I'm going to put a video up on our Facebook page... of that little dog walking around. It's a little boxer with a lid of a box, like a,
oh my goodness, it's the funniest thing.
One of those paper boxes that hold paper, and he will not let the lid go, and he keeps running into stuff.
Yeah, it really is very funny.
Yeah, so I will put that up on our Facebook page in a little bit here.
And that is facebook.com/AM in the PM, and you don't have to have a Facebook page to go look at our stuff. Is that it?
That's it.
Our segment is officially closed. Now the lines have all quit. Everybody went away.
I know.
We must have done something.
Call back, Dan.
We redeemed ourselves somewhere. Before we take our first break here, I have to thank Bobby Whitehead of the Outdoor Guide magazine. You ever meet somebody and then you know them longer and longer and longer, and you don't know them well, but you know that they're just nice? Steve Davis is a good example. They're so nice that you wonder what's up.
Right.
When is the hammer going to fall? And Bobby Whitehead is like that. If you've never seen the Outdoor Guide magazine, it comes out once a month. It's a terrific publication. Just Google Outdoor Guide magazine. Boom, it'll give you the website. I think it's outdoor-guide.com or something. But thank you, Bobby, for the little goodie box. And thanks to a guy named Scott Hawks of Wholesale Batteries, who sent me a really neat flashlight. And I called him to thank him, and I find out this company does commercial batteries. And I don't mean commercial flashlight batteries, or I mean, like, and I didn't know this, let's say a hospital loses power and the generator doesn't kick in. Till it does, there are these massive batteries that will run a business.
That's life-saving, too, in a hospital. Absolutely.
Well, if you think about it, you'd have to have backup for the generator in case it doesn't back up. But businesses have these massive batteries that can run the business till the generator.
I'd like to see one of those things.
And I bet you they're not nearly as big as you think they'd be.
Probably. Maybe just a lot of them.
Yeah. So thank you, Scott. That was very nice. We'll take a few calls here, then we'll take a break, then we'll take more calls. And Dr. Doug joins us today. Dr. Doug will come in after the 4 o'clock news. If you have a pet and you have a question, this is the guy who probably has the answer. 314-969 KTRS, which is 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. This is Susan. Hello, Susan. How are you?
Hi, Frank. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm having a fantastic day, and I'll tell you why, because tonight is our KTRS Christmas party, and I know I'm going to get hit on by one of the chicks that works here, and I'm really looking forward to it.
And bonuses.
And the big bonus checks come out tonight. Yeah, it's a great day. What can we do for you?
Well, I just wanted to say I'm AM in the PM.
Oh, you can't hear that too much. Thank you.
And I also had a funny little story about a panhandler who approached my brother. He works in Kansas City.
Okay.
And he came up and said, oh, can I have some money? I'm hungry. And my brother said, oh, just a moment. And he got into his lunchbox and handed him a piece of fruit. And the guy threw it down and said, I don't want that, and ran away.
Must not have been that hungry. But see, that's further proof that, and I know a lot of people say, well, you know, you got to feel sorry for, you know, you got to look at the odds. The odds are the guy's a charlatan and a scam artist. And usually that's the case. They don't really want a job and they don't want to work. They're just freeloaders.
Yeah. And he wasn't hungry. I think he was looking for a tall boy across the street at the gas station.
Right.
You're probably right. So, anything else?
That's it.
You know what? You're a very relaxed caller. Some callers are kind of nervous, but you're very relaxed. You're very comfortable here with us, and we're comfortable with you.
Great. Thank you.
You call here anytime.
I will.
All right, Susan. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too, and everyone else.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's analyze her voice and what she just said. Merry Christmas to you and everyone else. She just threw away, oh, yeah, I better include other people, or they'll be able to tell that I'm crazy about this guy, Frank. I could read her clearly as crystal. Let's talk to Bob. Bob, hello. How are you?
Bob? You were mentioning panhandlers, and the New York Times had a story within the last month or two. They were observing and talking to some of these panhandlers that worked in the Grand Central Railroad Terminal, and I guess it's downtown Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
They just wanted to see, you know, were they, you know, any kind of successful, and did they talk to them? Yeah, I'd say they were. They, by observing and talking to them, they were saying that these panhandlers were averaging about $200 an hour in people giving them money.
Whoa!
Well, you know what?
If you think about it, though, if you can get somebody to give you $10, all right, and you get 20 people to do that, and there's your $200. I mean, that's really, I believe that. If you're in the right location, I believe that's possible.
Yep. Gee. I just thought I'm very curious. I thought I'd pass it on.
All right. I appreciate it. Merry Christmas, Bob.
Yeah, you too, guys. All of us. Have a good one. Thanks. Now,
my dad, many, many years ago, there was one of those guys just saying, hey, I need help. And so my dad followed the guy. And he followed him around a couple of blocks. And the guy got in what was pretty much a brand new Cadillac. Mm. And it just ticked my dad off. Because you just gave the guy something that he might be probably better off than my dad was. Let's see if I can read this right. Is this, it looks like EJ, EJ, E Junior. Who is
EJ? How about EJ?
EJ, how are you, EJ?
I have never called you before, but I have been meaning to because I'm a convert from KUSA. And
No, you're not you're a carryover from KUSA.
That's when I became a convert.
That's a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. I still remember the Heine Winery, and my wife and I went down there.
EJ, I get this all the time. I never did the Heine Wine stuff. Never. That was WIL.
Thought you did it.
Never. No.
Some of them.
No, we never got Heine Wine.
The reason for my call was two of them.
Okay.
Number one is I have noticed on the Weather Channel today and yesterday that they are playing that vile Brenda Lee song.
Stop it.
Whoa.
It must be in their rotation when they do the local on the 8th.
Wow.
See, it's still out there.
Yeah, and I had to call you and let you know that you might want to avoid that channel.
Mm-hmm. We will. We'll boycott it. And I got to tell you, EJ, we were given this warning out back in the KUSA days. And it still hasn't stopped. It still hasn't stopped.
I recall that. I think that was quite a while back. But,
yeah, it was a long time ago.
The other reason for my call was it seems as though that stores and media, and they're starting the Christmas season earlier and earlier.
No, that's every year that's the case. They started it at Halloween this year.
Or even in September, some of them started.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah,
it's
and I decided that it's not, in my opinion, it's not officially Christmas season until I see the Kia Pet commercial and the Clapper commercial. And those been running now for the last couple of days.
No, you're right, and you never see them the rest of the year. When you see Clapper, it's Christmas.
Yeah, it's got to be. Yeah, that's officially Christmas.
I saw a Clapper commercial last night, and they were going like this. Like that, doing that clapping, and then they're going clap, and then they're turning the lights on.
I'll tell you another
off.
One, EJ, that we used to see every. I haven't seen it for 4 or 5 years, and every Christmas, man, they advertise this thing like crazy. The salad shooter.
Oh yeah.
Now I haven't seen it for about 5 years, but every Christmas.
You just reminded me of the Norelco guy going down the slope in the
Norelco razor
triple blader.
Yes, it was the three wheel Norelco, and Santa Claus would ride the razor down the snow. Yeah. Well, EJ, have a Merry Christmas.
You do the same. It was a pleasure talking to you.
You too. And we're glad you finally called. You call anytime, okay?
Well, you betcha. Thank you much.
Thank you. Look at these phones. Look at this. It's unbelievable. Let's take, this should be, I think, Tom. Tom, how are you?
Well, hi, Frank. How are you, sir?
I'm good. What's going on?
Listen, guys, I hate to bother you, but I just ran out of gas. I'm out here in front of the station. Mm-hmm. Do you think you guys could pull together a little change to help me out?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just stand there. We'll be right there.
We'll have John Carney come out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks so much. Hey, listen, one last thing, Frank. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to put you on the spot or nothing.
I don't think you can.
The use of the expression of rat boy, doesn't it cheese you off just a little bit when you're doing the large morning show and you mentioned like Ballast Dental Care, and a minute later there's Bill Haven bragging about his dentist.
Doesn't bother me.
You mentioned financial advisors, to sponsor the show. There's Carney bragging about his financial advisor. Doesn't that kind of get under his skin a little?
No, because our audience will go to the one that I speak for, so it doesn't bother me.
You know what, Frank? You took the words out of my mouth, at least for myself, and I know the thousands of listeners out there. We know who sponsors the show and who to tell. We're AM and the PM, too.
There you go, Tom. AM and the pizza will work, too. Hey, Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas. You guys have a great day. Thanks for taking my call.
You too, Tom. Thank you. He's one of those guys who sounds like somebody you know. You know what I'm talking about? He sounded a little bit like Jimmy Kimmel, and a little like, I don't know, it's like, you feel like you've heard that voice over and over.
Tom and his wife, we met them at the Londoff thing when we were out at the Johnny Londoff.
Yeah.
And meeting and greeting people, and he and his wife bought a car that day.
Is he on here?
Tom. No, that was, that's he just hung up.
To. Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, well, shoot, I'm sorry I didn't know that. Let's do just a couple more, and then we'll take a break. We can always take breaks. Kathy, how are you?
I'm great, Frank. I want to tell you guys that listening to you on my way home from work is the highlight of my drive home.
What? What'd you say? Thank you.
I wanted to say we go to quite a few Cardinal baseball games, and someone gave me a great idea. They said buy, you know, several $5 McDonald's gift cards and give those out to the people that are always
asking for money. If they're really hungry, that is a good idea.
But the problem is they'll probably turn around and sell them for $3 to somebody else.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because only out of the 10 gift cards that we gave away this past Cardinal season, only one person was happy. All the rest gave me a look like I had given them.
Now, then, what is that? And what does that tell you? 90% are
I want a $5 bill.
Are not really hungry at all. Have you called us before?
I have. I'm the one who's waiting for you to dump your wife so we can go to on the trip together.
Okay, because I can hear that in your voice, and I'm working on getting her to dump me. I'm trying to do everything wrong, everything I can wrong, and I'm working as hard as I can to get her to dump me. But you can call here anytime.
All right, thank you, Kathy. Merry Christmas, you guys.
Hey, as soon as the McDonald's starts serving some beer, Kathy can give me some $5 gift cards.
You better lock the door,
because
Mike doesn't like people.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
You better lock that door. I'll break after I talk to Dennis. Hello, Dennis. How are you?
Hey, Frank. How are you doing today?
Fantastic.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, I was up in Seattle, Washington a few years ago with my wife, and we were doing the Space Needle thing, and when you come down to the elevator, it dumps you off right in the gift shop, so I ran out the door and she stayed there. Well, when I run out, there was a guy digging in the garbage, pulled some food out and ate it right in front of me. And,
you know, now, that to me, you know what? Right there, now there's a guy who's hungry.
That's what I thought too, you know, and I stood there waiting for my wife, which took like 2 hours. And the whole time I watched this guy, and what he would do is when the elevator would come down the Space Needle, as soon as the doors would open up, he would go to that same trash can and pull up that same food and start putting on right there. And so they just filled his pockets up.
So he made sure there was an audience.
It was his own food, and you know, when he
Timed out perfect. Now that makes me sick. Because, yeah, see, if I had seen that, I'm like you, I'd think, oh, my, look, the guy's eating out of a dumpster.
Right.
It's all planned and prepared. Yeah. It's his own food. Oh, my goodness.
He had a great show. He had a great show, and I kind of gave him the nod on the way out. He knew that I knew what he was doing. And I kind of gave him the nod on the way out. He kind of nodded back and went on about his show.
Unbelievable.
It opened my eyes up. I mean, I just don't give anybody on the street anymore.
No, I guess we're better off not to.
That's what the Salvation Army's for.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, Dennis, Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you, Frank.
What great call. What's going on today? We've got great callers. Some of these people I've never heard from before. I got to take a break or we're going to be way behind. Let's do that. We'll come back and we'll chat. And the news break, and Dr. Doug will be here. Last chance before Christmas to ask him if you're considering buying a pet for Christmas for yourself or somebody else. This would be the guy to talk to before you do that. Somebody mentioned earlier, a caller mentioned Ballast Dental Care. It was Tom, I believe. And he said, doesn't it bug you when I do commercials for Ballast Dental Care? Then on comes another. No, that's all by design. And other advertisers, they hear the people who pay for me and Peon and Dan, and they want to get in and be on the show. I think it's fantastic if they want to be on the show. But here's what they need to understand. The AM and the PM crowd, they're going to go to Ballast Dental Care. They just are. And I mean, because I've gone there 42 years and they know that. And I have never once, and Ballast Dental Care has been on here for about 15 years. I have never had an email from somebody that said they were disappointed or that anything I said wasn't true. And if I get one today or tomorrow, I'll know it's a plant because I just said that. See, that happens sometimes, too. People hear me say I've never, and so some coward will go, well, I hated it there. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. So here's who I'm addressing right now. I'm addressing those of you who do not have a dentist, those of you who have a dentist but don't particularly like her or him, or people with a dentist who's about to retire or you wish would retire because you can't stand going there. Come on over. Come on over to Ballast Dental Care. I'm telling you, 42 years, I know what I'm talking about. This is the place you didn't think existed. This is the place where not only will you not dread the next appointment, you'll look forward to the next appointment. Does that sound impossible? Of course it does if you've never been there. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. The website, ballastdentalcare.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's see how traffic's moving along. And here to fill you in on that is Tim Weiland. He's back.
All right, Dan. Boy, it's a mess out there. We've got crashes Rock Hill at Watson, another one Manchester at Lindemann, another one Holloway south of Baxter. Crash on northbound 270 at Highway 40. It's on the right shoulder, but causing a little backup to the Clayton Road overpass. Another one on westbound 40 past Spady. And they've cleared a crash on westbound 40 just after the Boone Bridge, but traffic is jammed up from Boone's Crossing to the Boone Bridge. And they've also cleared a crash on westbound 70 at Union. We're still running slow from a little bit west of Grand out through Jennings Station Road. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have everything your business needs at great prices every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Get more for less at Staples. Make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
The Big 550 KTRS presents An American Christmas, hosted by Mannheim Steamroller composer Chip Davis. You'll hear heartwarming stories and legends of Christmas woven into the best selection of music for the holidays. The festivities begin 6 p.m. Christmas Eve and continue Christmas Day beginning at 5 a.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's not fair. If you suffer from hearing loss, you have two choices. Wear a hearing aid that makes you look old, or miss out on what's going on around you. That's completely unfair. You deserve a better choice. That's why we're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. We'll even give you free shipping and free batteries for life. Call us now. 1-800-500-1557. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may forget you're wearing it too. You deserve to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-500-1557. That's 1-800-500-1557. 1-800-500-1557.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. CPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-500-4833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Transcend's smallest and most advanced portable design ever. The mini CPAP is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call CPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-500-4833. That's 1-800-500-4833.
If you die in a car accident tomorrow or get diagnosed with a terminal illness, will your medical and funeral expenses leave your family bankrupt? It's a scary question in our nation today because, shockingly, even though most Americans do have life insurance, millions still do not. And that means their families are at serious risk. That's why American National has set up a free phone line for the public to get information on trusted, affordable term life insurance. The number is 1-800-500-0455. The call is absolutely free to the public and only takes 5 minutes. Over 62% of bankruptcies are attributable to major medical expenses. Don't let your family become part of that statistic, because if they lose you, the last thing they need is to lose their ability to pay the mortgage, too. For free information on affordable term life insurance policies issued by American National Insurance Company for less than a dollar a day, call AmericanNationalDirect.com at 1-800-500-0455. That's 1-800-500-0455.
What are you serving this holiday season? Why not serve locally grown and produced Missouri wine from Noble Ice Vineyards? Whether you need a unique wine for the wine lover in your life, or you're making your holiday menu and need to pair the perfect wine, you can find the full portfolio of Noble Ice wines at their cozy tasting room in historic Augusta, Missouri, or visit their website to get a full list of the stores and fine restaurants that carry Noble Ice wines. This holiday season, go local. Serve fine Missouri wine from Noble Ice Vineyards. Their tasting room is open every day from 11 until 5.
Cricket Wireless is here to make your holidays even brighter.
Ready? Flip the switch!
Get a $100 bill credit when you switch to the merrier carrier before January 7th. Plus, get the Samsung Galaxy Grand Prime for
$29.99. Whoa!
Santa's definitely going to know where your house is this year. Cricket Wireless. Something to smile about.
Offers end 1/7/16. Offers require not reported and activation on qualified plan and same transaction. First month service charge due with sale. Bill credit requires two service payments within 45 days. Credit received within 60 days. Device purchase not required to receive credit. Basic funds excluded. Fees, other charges, and restrictions apply. See store for offer details.
This is Larry Connor. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hi, I'm Monique.
And this is Sarah. On Soul School, we are exploring the lighter side of life and having unforgettable conversations about life in an open and honest way.
And we will be talking about topics such as soulmates, second chances, and knowing when enough is enough in any relationship.
Join us every Sunday at 7 p.m. on Soul School, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
This year, avoid the holiday hassle and give the gift of wall-to-wall sports action. Famous wings and countless taps with a B-Dubs gift card. Easy to pick up in-store or online. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's the Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
There's news, good news.
Is this Backstreet Boys?
All you little cowgirls.
I've never heard this one before. Do you know who this is?
It's Jason Mraz. Okay, hang on.
The trail.
Wow, this I know it's old.
1944. Decca Records.
Is it a Western star?
I don't know. I've never heard this
name
before. Dick Hames.
Yes. Yes, I've heard of Dick Hames. You're going way, way, way back.
Wow.
When all songs sounded exactly alike. But you could say that about rap or hip-hop.
What a voice. Oh, yeah.
And to our parents, rock and roll all sounded exactly alike. Hey, it didn't matter who it was.
I put that video up on our Facebook page.
The dog?
The dog, yes. And then we also found that that Effingham video. And it's a guy singing about Effingham, Illinois. But we'll see if the quality's... We were checking stuff out.
Is this it?
Yeah.
I met her in a dollar store in southern Illinois. She moved into my trailer with her little girl and boy.
The band's really good.
We watched the Jerry Springer show and smoked some cigarettes. Then she heard me like I never will forget. She's gone to She took the Epic Kids and hit the Epic Road in that Epic minivan. Now I'm sitting here alone.
bad.
No.
And the quality could be better. The vocals are too far in the background.
Yeah.
But it's kind of funny.
Oh, yeah.
My baby went to...
The whole song's
Effingham
like that,
and her effing van.
A lot of effing jokes.
Yeah, it's close to being good.
Mm-hmm.
Russ has been holding for about 8 hours. Hello, Russ. How are you?
I'm good. I'm in the PM.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Hallelujah.
Before I get to the point I called in before, I want to take you back to the golden days of yesteryears. Maybe you can answer a question.
Okay.
In 1982, when you were at KUSA, mm-hmm. one day you had a contest.
Mm-hmm.
It was for a high, whatever number caller it was. You actually shut down the whole St. Louis phone system on overload. How many people, what caller was it, and what were you giving away that day?
Well, I don't remember that. I remember the April Fool's Day that we played the single greatest prank I'll ever play, and I don't do any more after that.
But that was
so effective. But that was at Kix.
Yeah.
And that was the fake toll booth that caused people to turn around over in St. Charles. And
the Dandenboom Bridge.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. And the Highway Patrol called me and said, knock this off. I don't remember what you're talking about, though, at KUSA.
I don't know, sorry about that.
Anyway.
It completely shut the phone system down for about 15, 20 minutes. The mm-hmm. reason I called today, though, you were talking about Panhandlers. I'm at a gas station one day, and this guy's standing outside, and he's asking people for money for gas. Well, okay, I'm watching. And I asked the guy, I said, well, what do you need to gas? What do you need money for? He said, well, gas. I said, where's your car? He goes, oh, it's a couple blocks down the street. I said, okay. I said, if you get the money for gas, how are you going to get it there? You don't have a can. They left.
Of course you did.
If I don't talk to you before, you all have a Merry Christmas.
You too, Russ.
And Frank, you make sure Oscar and...
Scarlett?
You know, yeah, make sure they get together and have a good time.
He has been listening a long time. Thank you, Russ.
Check your guys.
Now, I have to explain that. I think all couples, especially when you're younger... And you get together, especially if you get married, you have names for your parts.
Mm-hmm.
His has a name. Her. They say Elvis's were Little Elvis. So mine was Oscar, I guess like Wiener, and hers was Scarlet.
And where did the Scarlet come from?
Well, I'm not getting into that. But that's why he said, I hope Oscar and Scarlet can get together. And it just has stuck.
Wow.
Ever. I mean,
it hasn't stuck in a while.
But it just, those were the names we originally came up with, and that it's sort of like the Bugatti thing. That was our code word, so the kids would know what we're talking about. Bugatti was sex.
We don't have names.
If I would say, hey, let's go to Bugattiville.
Bugattiville?
Then that, you know, that meant, hey, of course, then the kids wouldn't have a clue, but, and that was because a friend of ours had a little girl. Her name was Kim, and she overheard her mom on the phone with a friend, and women talk about gynecological things.
Oh.
And when she hung up, she looked at her mom and she said, what's a Bugatti? She couldn't say vagina, and that's how she said it. And when the woman told us this story, I just looked at my wife, ding, light bulb.
That's it.
That'll be our word, Bugatti. Yeah, so that's Oscar and Scarlett. Good memory, Russ. I have time probably for one here. That's Brandon. Hello, Brandon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. What's going on?
I just wanted to tell you guys I'm aiming to see him.
I'd love to hear it. Thank you.
Hallelujah. I'm from Litchfield, Illinois, and I listen to you guys every day.
Home of Bob McKay.
I know Bob McKay pretty well.
I know him very well. I spent Thanksgiving with him.
Well, yeah. I understand you're friends with Jim McKay, too, correct?
Not correct.
Oh, okay. No.
My relationship was with Bob, and Bob retired, and there went the business. But Bob's a good guy. I'm sure Jim is, too.
Yes, he is. I remember when I got married, his wife couldn't be there. She had surgery.
Yeah.
And he came up to the table to me, and he says, you know, I wish you all the luck. And he looked at me, and he looked at my wife, and says, I am so sorry.
That's an old, not original. Yeah. But say hi to everybody in Litchfield, the town that gets all the really nasty weather. Folks, watch the weather map, and Litchfield gets every piece of bad weather that comes through. I'm not kidding. It'll skirt St. Louis, and Litchfield gets
more lightning,
you get more rain, you get more wind, more hail, more snow. So good luck to everybody in Litchfield. Brandon, Merry Christmas.
You too, and Happy New Year to you.
All right. Well, they confuse us with that band, that Bono band, U2. I've done that before. They call us U2. Mark and Jason, I had a really nice talk with Mark Reardon yesterday, and all is good, and he said business is good, and they have, well, they have now for 15, 16 years had enough people come to them saying, hey, what do you think I should do with this money, that it's kept them on the air with us for all this time, and so keep that up. Folks, we appreciate it. Tell me your AM and the PM. If you have thought about when you'd like to retire, and I'm talking to people who are 40, 50, 60, one of the greatest assets you have is time, and the more of it's even greater than money. The more of it you have, the more time you have, the better plan you can come up with. But the longer you wait to do something about it and to make that plan, the less time and probably money you'll end up with. So how should you plan? Most people don't know. I've never been an expert at this stuff. Most people turn to somebody who does this for a living. Mark and Jason can probably help you. Now, what you need to do is, they're financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. Stifel is a member, and we have to do this, SIPC, NYSE, NYPD, STLPD, GMAC, UPS, RCA. And they've been there for, well, combined, like 46 years. I guess you would call them man years between the two of them with Stifel. And Stifel is a full-service organization, so they can specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. It was not everybody, no two people are exactly the same. Some people are, you know, more risk tolerance than other people, and there are a lot of factors that go into how you plan and what kind of plan you have, and they'll help you with that. You need to set up the meeting, though. It's complimentary. There's no pressure. It'll be a meeting. I would think you'd be curious to see what they have to say about what you're doing with your $25,000 or more. Everything you need to know, their phone number and more, is at this website, markandjason.com. Meep, meep.
Let's get a quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Got a new crash now on eastbound 70 at the Earth City Expressway. They're working with a crash on northbound 270 just a little bit north of Highway 55. You're already running slow on westbound Highway 40, approaching Kings Highway through McCausland, then from 170 out past Spady, where they're working with a crash there. This report brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Want a smarter, safer car? Just plug in Hum by Verizon. You instantly get vehicle diagnostics and pinpoint roadside and emergency assistance. Learn more at hum.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with Insights.